I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. In the headlines, first up, a bunch of penalties from Dover. The number 19 of Daniel Suarez was found with a back window that wasn't flush with the car in post-race inspection. The crew chief was fined $50,000. The car chief is out for 2 weeks, and they lost 20 owner and driver points. The number 14 of Clint Bowyer had a window support fail. Same fate for his team. $50,000 for the crew chief. The car chief is out for 2 weeks and 20 owner and driver points. Austin Dillon's number 3 was found with a non-conforming splitter. His crew chief was fined $25,000, and the car chief is out for a week. And the Xfinity Series winner Justin Allgaier was found with improper trailing arm spacers. The crew chief will be out for 2 weeks. They were fined $25,000, and the team also lost 25 owner and driver points. And finally, the leaked memo story. Everybody's like, oh, the Frances are selling NASCAR. Well, according to an unnamed source, the France family did ask Goldman Sachs to explore a potential deal to sell the majority share in NASCAR. The leaker did warn that the deliberations were at an exploratory stage and no agreement of any kind was certain. NASCAR president Brent Dewar told employees this week the France family remains dedicated to the long-term growth of the sport. And when asked, Dewar stated, "We do not comment on industry rumors." My take on this is not much meat to this story. I think the sport will go on with or without the France family. And with the recent announcement of track upgrades, the changes to the schedule, adding dates to Vegas, and the ARCA Series takeover coming in 2020, I just find it hard to believe that they're shutting down the top three sport in the U.S., and it's still the most attended spectator sport in the world. This weekend, it's a double shot of night racing at the 1.5-mile Kansas Speedway. NASCAR has raced here since 2001, and they added variable banking and lights a few years back. The Camping World Trucks fired up tonight. Toyota has won the last five here, and with Kyle Busch back in the number four, their chances are pretty good to continue on. Catch the 37 Kind Days 250 at 8 p.m. on FS1. The Monster Energy Cup teams run Saturday night underneath the lights. Jimmy Johnson leads here with three wins, but Martin Truex Jr. swept both races in 2017. Harvick, Logano, and Matt Kenseth also have two wins here. And yes, I mentioned Kenseth. He returns to racing for at least the next five races in the number six for Roush Fenway Racing. Welcome back to Matt Kenseth. In the Loop Data driver ratings for the track, Johnson leads, followed by Harvick, Kenseth, Truex Jr. and Ryan Blaney. Don't miss full coverage of the KC Masterpiece 400 Saturday night, 7 p.m. on FS1. I'm NASCAR Steven. That's your Fast Lane for Friday, May 11th on Big Country 102.9, brought to you by Southside Auto of Indian River, Legend Steel and Aluminum Trailers, Complete Car and Truck Accessories, and Complete Detailing Services. Also by Brown's Auto Clinic, West Conway Road, Harbor Springs. Get your ride running right at Brown's Auto Clinic. And finally by Michigan International Speedway. For tickets, camping, or hospitality for the 50th anniversary season, go to mispeedway.com or call 1-800-354-1010.